It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. On the phone with us is Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Hi, Lucretia.
Good morning.
So a lot to talk about today. You've got some zip code data, a reminder about getting your flu shot, a change in the Tuesdays in the Tent event for COVID vaccinations next week. But you're going to start with some tips on how to stay safe for the holidays. I'm all ears.
Yes. We have seen, you know, some increase in cases based on gatherings for Thanksgiving already. And we want to remind people that you really want to stay as safe as possible over the course of these holidays. And we're not out of this thing yet with the new variant that is even more contagious than the Delta variant, which you'll remember is more contagious than the original COVID-19. We need to be really vigilant about wearing our masks, keeping physically distant, and using hand sanitation. But a couple of other items that you can do if you do want to see about gathering for the holidays is keep your gatherings as small as possible, test 24 hours prior to getting together, and test 3 days after you get together or travel so that you can be vigilant enough to know that if you have contracted the virus, you get out of public circulation as soon as possible and into isolation. But, you know, the best idea is really to keep the gatherings to all vaccinated people. Make sure that your people who are maybe coming to visit you have been vaccinated and have tested 24 hours prior. That's pretty important. We also are seeing increased cases of influenza this year. Last year, we didn't see a lot of influenza around the state or the nation, but this year there is increasing cases. And we, you know, we're tired of wearing masks. We're tired of doing certain precautions. And so some of these things that are viruses that are contagion from one person to another are going to increase. And influenza is one of them. So I'll remind you to get your flu shot. We do have public health doses available for non-patients here. It is not the high dose influenza shot, but it is a flu shot. And for our patients, you can give us a call and get either the regular dose or the high dose. We do have high dose for our patients. So just a reminder, get your flu shot. They're available also at pharmacies. Give us a call here, 964-1251. A reminder to get kids now, 5 to 11-year-olds, are approved under the emergency use authorization for the Pfizer pediatric vaccine. It's a different formula than the 12 and over vaccine. And so we're having separate clinics for those. We will be doing some doses on Monday the 13th. Those are second doses from the ones that we did at Fort Bragg Unified School District. And if you happen to come by and it's your first dose, we can do that. But if you want an opportunity to have the vaccine given at the clinic, we are opening a clinic on Saturday the 18th for 5 to 11-year-olds by appointment only at noon, from noon to 2 on Saturday the 18th, to do it in clinic. So it will not be a drive-through. Some kids may be more comfortable with that. And as I reminded parents last week, please talk to your kids about how important this vaccine is and try to get them to understand and be calm and able to receive the vaccine without having that fear. So whatever we can do to help out, we will be giving out some Calix gift cards to any child who is vaccinated during that week, the 13th and the 18th. And then we're changing our Tuesday in the Tent a little bit because we've had over 300 people come for the past several weeks, and it's creating a little bit of a traffic jam here on South Street and Franklin Street and down to Noyo Harbor and around the block. So we're going to move it to the South Coast Coastal Trail. From the Cypress Street entrance to the Coastal Trail, we're going to have it there. And the city of Fort Bragg has been wonderful in helping us figure out logistics for moving our vaccine efforts to the Coastal Trail. So that's where we'll be holding that. It's Tuesday at 3 p.m. One of the biggest issues we've had are early birds, people showing up. This week, they showed up as early as 1:30 and 2 o'clock, and we had kind of, you know, people, cars stacked up around the block by 2 o'clock. So you're going to be waiting until 3. We're not going to start until 3. I would suggest you show up at 3 o'clock.
It is good that a lot of people are showing up for it, but it is important also to stay within the parameters of what you're trying to do.
Please come. You don't need an appointment. We're going to try to have an appointment line this time. So if you make an appointment, you will have a separate line to come in for your vaccine from those who don't make appointments, because that's been one of the other complaints that we've heard. We are trying to go as fast as possible and get people through the line as possible, but especially with people coming so early, we end up with about hour-long waits to get through the process. So thank you for coming. Thank you for getting vaccinated. But please come at the time that the clinic is held.
All right. And quickly, give us a little bit of a zip code data.
So zip codes. In Albion, 64.1% are fully vaccinated. Casper, 37.1% are fully vaccinated. But we do have an increase of at least one vaccine. It's 41.9% now. So that's good. Elk, 39.6% fully vaccinated, and 44.9% with at least one vaccine. So that's also an improvement. Fort Bragg, 69.4% fully vaccinated. Little River, 66.2% fully vaccinated. Mendocino, 82.1% fully vaccinated. And Westport, 89.7% fully vaccinated.
And that's those numbers are for all ages.
All Great. Ages. That's right. 5+.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot, Lucretia. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
It's Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics, and listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report from the coast.